Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm China. Today is the 28th day of August. Welcome. So great to be here with you today. So great to be back in the Word of the Lord. And we finish off the rest of this month this week, which will be nice to transition into together. Today we're going to continue in the story of Ezekiel with chapters 5 through 8. Since it's a new week, we're going to switch the translation. This week, we're going to be in the English Standard Version. And you, O son of man, take a sharp sword. Use it as a barber's razor and pass it over your head and your beard. Then take balances for weighing and divide the hair. A third part you shall burn in the fire in the midst of the city when the days of the siege are completed. And a third part you shall take and strike with the sword all around the city. And a third part you shall scatter to the wind, and I will unsheathe the sword after them. And you shall take from these a small number and bind them in the skirts of your robe. And of these again you shall take some and cast them into the midst of the fire and burn them in the fire. From there a fire will come out into all the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God. This is Jerusalem. I have set her in the center of the nations, with countries all around her, and she has rebelled against my rules by doing wickedness more than the nations, and against my statutes more than the countries all around her. For they have rejected my rules and have not walked in my statutes. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you are more turbulent than the nations that are all around you, and have not walked in my statutes or obeyed my rules, and have not even acted according to the rules of the nations that are all around you. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I, even I am against you, and I will execute judgments in your midst, in the sight of the nations. And because of all of your abominations, I will do with you what I have never yet done, and the like of which I will never do again. Therefore, fathers shall eat their sons in your midst, and sons shall eat their fathers. And I will execute judgments on you, and any of you who survive I will scatter to all the winds. Therefore, as I live, declares the Lord God, surely, because you have defiled my sanctuary with all your detestable things and with all your abominations, therefore I will withdraw. My eye will not spare, and I will have no pity. A third part of you shall die of pestilence and be consumed with famine in your midst. A third part shall fall by the sword all around you, and a third part I will scatter to all the winds and will unsheathe the sword after them. Thus shall my anger spend itself, and I will vent my fury upon them and satisfy myself. And they shall know that I am the Lord, that I have spoken in my jealousy, when I spend my fury upon them. Moreover, I will make you a desolation and an object of reproach among the nations all around you and in the sight of all who pass by. You shall be a reproach and a taunt, a warning and a horror to all the nations around you. When I execute judgments on you in anger and fury and with furious rebukes, I am the Lord. I have spoken. When I send against you the deadly arrows of famine, arrows for destruction, which I will send to destroy you, and when I bring more and more famine upon you and break your supply of bread. I will send famine and wild beasts against you, and they will rob you of your children. Pestilence and blood shall pass through you, and I will bring the sword upon you. I am the Lord. I have spoken. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, set your face towards the mountain of Israel, and prophesy against them, and say, you mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God to the mountains and the hills, to the ravines and the valleys. Behold, I, even I, will bring a sword upon you, and I will destroy your high places. Your altars shall become desolate, and your incense altars shall be broken. And I will cast down your slain before your idols, and I will lay the dead bodies of the people of Israel before their idols. And I will scatter your bones around your altars. Wherever you dwell, the cities shall be waste, and the high places ruined, so that your altars will be waste and ruined, your idols broken and destroyed. your incense altars cut down, and your works wiped out, and the slain shall fall in your midst, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Yet I will leave some of you alive, when you have among the nations some who escaped the sword, and when you are scattered through the countries, then those of you who escape will remember me among the nations where they are carried captive. Now I have been broken over their whoring heart that has departed from me, and over their eyes that go whoring after their idols. And they will be loathsome in their own sight for the evils that they have committed, for all their abominations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. I have not said in vain that I would do this evil to them. Thus says the Lord God, clap your hands and stomp your foot and say, alas, because of all the evil abominations of the house of Israel, for they shall fall by the sword, by famine and by pestilence. He who is far off shall die of pestilence, and he who is near shall fall by the sword. And he who is left and is preserved shall die of famine. Thus I will spend my fury upon them, and you shall know that I am the Lord. When their slain lie among their idols, around their altars, on every high hill, on all the mountaintops, under every green tree, and under every leafy oak, whether they offered pleasing aroma to all their idols, and I will stretch out my hand against them, and make the land desolate and waste, in all their dwelling places, from the wilderness to Riblah, then they will know that I am the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me, and you, O son of man, thus says the Lord God to the land of Israel, an end. The end has come upon the four corners of the land. Now the end is upon you, and I will send my anger upon you. I will judge you according to your ways, and I will punish you for all your abominations. And my eye will not spare you, nor will I have pity. But I will punish you for your ways, while your abominations are in your midst. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, disaster after disaster, behold, it comes. An end has come. The end has come. It is awakened against you. Behold, it comes. Your doom has come to you, O inhabitant of the land. The time has come. The day is near, a day of tumult, and not of joyful shouting on the mountaintops. Now I will soon pour out my wrath upon you, and spend my anger against you, and judge you according to your ways. And I will punish you for all your abominations, and my eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. I will punish you according to your ways, while your abominations are in your midst. Then you will know that I am the Lord who strikes. Behold, the day. Behold, it comes. Your doom has come. The rod has blossomed. Pride has budded. Violence has grown up into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, nor their abundance, nor their wealth. Neither shall there be preeminence among them. The time has come. The day has arrived. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn, for wrath is upon all their multitude. For the seller shall not return to what he has sold, while they live. For the vision concerns all their multitude. It shall not turn back. And because of his iniquity, none can maintain his life. They have blown the trumpet and made everything ready, but none goes to battle. For my wrath is upon all their multitude. The sword is without. Pestilence and famine are within. He who is in the field dies by the sword, and him who is in the city, famine and pestilence devour. And if any survivors escape, they will be on the mountains, like doves of the valleys, all of them moaning, each one over his iniquity. All hands are feeble, and all knees turn to water. They put on sackcloth, and horror covers them. Shame is on all faces, and baldness on all their heads. They cast their silver into the streets, and their gold is like an unclean thing. Their silver and gold are not able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They cannot satisfy their hunger or fill their stomachs with it, for it was the stumbling block of their iniquity. His beautiful ornament they used for pride, and they made their abominable images and their detestable things of it. Therefore I make it an unclean thing to them, and I will give it into the hands of foreigners for prey, and to the wicked of the earth for spoil, and they shall profane it. I will turn my face from them, and they shall profane my treasured place. Robbers shall enter and profane it. Forge a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes, and the city is full of violence. I will bring the worst of the nations to take possession of their houses. I will put an end to the pride of the strong, and their holy places shall be profaned. When anguish comes, they will seek peace, but there shall be none. Disaster comes upon disaster. Rumor follows rumor. I seek a vision from the prophet, while the law perishes from the priest, and counsel from the elders. The king mourns. The prince is wrapped in despair, and the hands of the people of the land are paralyzed by terror. According to their way I will do to them, and according to their judgments I will judge them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. In the sixth year, in the sixth month, and on the fifth day of the month, as I sat in my house with the elders of Judah sitting before me, the hand of the Lord God fell upon me there. Then I looked, and behold, a form that had the appearance of a man. Below, what had appeared to be his waist was fire, and above his waist was something like the appearance of brightness, like gleaming metal. He put out the form of a hand and took me by a lock of my head, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven and brought me in visions of God to Jerusalem, to the entrance of the gateway of the inner court that faces north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provokes to jealousy. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, like the vision that I saw in the valley. Then he said to me, Son of man, lift up your eyes now towards the north. So I lifted up my eyes towards the north, and behold, north of the altar gate in the entrance was this image of jealousy. And he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing? The great abominations that the house of Israel are committing here, to drive me far from my sanctuary. But you will see still greater abominations. And he brought me to the entrance of the court. And when I looked, behold, there was a hole in the wall. Then he said to me, Son of man, dig in the wall. So I dug in the wall, and behold, there was an entrance. And he said to me, Go in and see vile abominations that they are committing here. So I went in and saw. And there, engraved on the wall and all around, was every form of creeping things and loathsome beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel. And before them stood 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel, with Jaazna, the son of Shaphan, standing among them. Each had his censer in his hand, and the smoke of the cloud of incense went up. Then he said to me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel are doing in the dark, each in his room of pictures? For they say, The Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land. He also said to me, You will see still greater abominations that they commit. Then he brought me to the entrance of the north gate of the house of the Lord, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Then he said to me, Have you seen this, O son of man? You will see still greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the house of the Lord, and behold, at the entrance of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs to the temple of the Lord, and their faces towards the east, worshipping the sun towards the east. And he said to me, Have you seen this, O son of man? Is too light a thing for the house of Judah to commit the abominations that they commit here, that they should fill the land with violence and provoke me still further to anger? Behold, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore I will act in wrath. My eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them. Wow. What a note to end on. So we're reading judgment against idolatry. Jerusalem will be destroyed. And then even abominations that are going to take place in the temple. And the last word of today's scripture, I mean, we just read it, is, And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them. That that's intense. Like, as a mom of a small child, crying is a normal thing that happens in our household that we hear. And for my child to be crying and loud crying in my ear, and me being like, I'm not going to hear this, I'm not going to respond to that, I don't know what kind of place it would take me to be in there. You know, like, either super sleep deprived or super frustrated. I'm not sure. I haven't really reached that level of being like, oh my goodness, I will not even listen to your cry. And but also, I'm not saying that to say like, man, God, I'm a better parent than you. Not at all. That's not what I'm trying to say. More so of, the Lord has really reached a point of, I have tried everything to get you to turn towards me, and still you would rather prostitute yourselves, give you who you are away, turn away, create things in your own hands and worship that, and not even acknowledge the Lord your God. That is the place that we are reading about, right? We've read this whole year, story after story, time and time again, the people of God, God's chosen people, where he has chosen to reside, chosen to show his hand, reveal who he is, show his face, give commandments, show himself in miracles, and yet they claim with their actions, with their thoughts and their words and their deeds, and it is not enough, and that God is not enough, and they would prefer something else. And so that's the stories, that's like kind of the theme that we've read this whole year. And while there's some things that go over my head and some things I don't understand, you know, there is there is a decent amount that I do understand and a decent amount that I can relate to. You know, I feel like there's this, ultimately, like, we have faith, like, through faith, by faith, we are saved, right? And so, you know, what is faith? Is it just, you know, I believe in the unseen? Is it a little bit deeper than that? I don't know. I think it can be different answer for all of us. And I hope that it is. You know, it's not just, well, this is what so-and-so said faith is, so therefore, like, that's what I'm living out. But rather, you know, even the Bible defines it as faith is, I believe the scripture says, faith is the confidence and the assurance of a belief, and believing that, first and foremost, like, God is real, and that Jesus is exactly who he says he is, and that he is to come back. And ultimately, sometimes I have to start from that place, because, like, the other day I had a headache for like days and days and days on end, and I was just like, Lord, there's things that I can do to release my headache, you know. And I've done them all, even the things that I didn't want to do. And I'm still in pain. So, like, I'm remembering your scripture says that this is surely, like, removing a headache is not too hard for you. And I'm just reminding myself, like, Lord, if it's not right now, like, I know that I will be healed from this. And I trust that you will heal me and that you will give me wisdom on the steps to take. If it's not just sitting here and waiting for it to be released, like, I'm going to go to the chiropractor, I'm going to take an Epsom salt bath, I'm going to do some stretches, and I'm going to trust that you're in all of that. And it's kind of the same thing. Like, that feels like a mediocre example, but then also, you know, in believing for a spouse, you know, Lord, I'm going to keep my hand to the plow. I'm going to continue to show up at work. I'm going to continue to pursue healing, pursue community and friendships, and I'm going to continue praising you and in my relationship with you, and trusting that however this works itself out, that you are working it out. And I'm trusting that I don't have to just sit on the couch with my hands open and that someone's gonna knock on my door. Like, maybe that happens sometimes, but I don't think that's the case all the time. I think the word is true where it says faith without works is dead. And so I believe all of that to be true. And really, I don't know how we got onto this topic of faith. Can't remember. But I think it is something that's important. Like, this is how we are saved, right? Like, by faith, we are saved through Jesus Christ, right? And so we have to trust and believe that that was even true, right? That that even happened. We can claim it, we can say it, we can certainly sing songs on Sunday morning, but when it comes down to it, when it comes down to, you know, the moment that I shared of like, man, my head really hurts, but I'm gonna focus on the fact that, Lord, like, by, if by your stripes I'm healed, then this is no big deal for you. And even though I'm in a lot of pain and it's hard for me to press through and really just say, Lord, would you just be in this with me? Would you just heal me and be patient and wait on you, instead of, like, you know, have that heart posture instead of, God, you can't even heal my headache. You can't even heal this. You didn't heal this person when they needed you, and that's why they're not here anymore. And, you know, all these other things, you know, that I feel like people feel and accuse God of. And I think there's more in that. I'm not going to dismiss all that and say, like, those are bad thoughts. I think there's more to all of that. But I know that some people are like, well, if you can't heal my headache, then how can you heal? Blah, 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 blah. How can I trust you with da, 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 da? And I think truly we have to grasp the fact of faith. We have to realize that it's not just a one and done. I got saved when I was 6 and, you know, haven't really had to pray or work on my faith then. It's like, wait, time out. No, we have to maintain this daily. And the way that we increase it and the way that it grows is by maintaining it and cultivating it and having moments in scripture where we're like, wow, that's really cool, or wow, what did I just read, or that feels a little sci-fi-y, or that feels a little crazy. But then also having the wonder and the awe to say, wow, I don't fully grasp that, and that's okay, but man, Lord, like, I really trust your word here, and I really trust that you're going to reveal yourself to me in this. And I think having an honest heart posture goes so much farther than trying to claim like we have it all together, claim that we got it, or our view is right, or this position, this definition is the only way. But in reality, we don't really know. And something that constantly circulates my head is humble yourself or be humbled. And I would much rather choose to humble myself. So all in all, hopefully that makes sense. Hopefully my heart is heard in that. Sometimes I finish my rambles, if you will. I'm like, I don't know if that made sense. But Father, I thank you for your word, and I thank you for the prophetic books that go so far beyond our comprehension, even where there's so many years of discussion and debate and so many people who are far more equipped to dissect this. They're still at a loss of totally how to wrap this all together. And God, I just thank you that you are a God who cannot be figured out. And what a beautiful thing that is. And so from that place, that posture, we worship you in spirit and in truth. We trust that you are who you say you are. We recognize you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And God, I just thank you that everything else that falls underneath that is good and true. You are friend, you are Father, you are Emmanuel, you are God with us. You are 3 in 1, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and I thank you that we encompass you in all that you are. And I pray that we would be sensitive to your spirit. We would have an awareness, even if we walk into a room and we can recognize that other people before us have prayed you into this room, there's residue of your spirit. Your spirit is still lingering there, and it follows us. And Lord, I pray that we would have the boldness and assurance to pray you into the areas that we feel you maybe aren't, or maybe other things have been prayed into. But Lord, I just pray that we would be a people of strong faith. And as one of the most beautiful parts of scripture that I have found, Lord, I pray that we believe, and I pray that you would help our unbelief. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is our website. It's our home base. It's where you can see what's happening here in the community. I encourage you to check it out to get connected, stay connected. And another way that you can get connected, stay connected, is you can go to Facebook.com/DailyAudioBibleChronological. that's a great place to, like I said, get connected, stay connected. If you have prayer requests and things that we as a community can come alongside of you and encourage you and pray over and with you, you can call in 800-583-2164. And that is all for today. I'm China. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, family. How are we? It's me, Abraham, from Mexico, calling in one more time. I just wanted to give two praise reports. It wasn't easy, as I had told you before, about the doubts I had with my salvation, especially that, and also about the financial decisions we had to make in our family. Well, thank God and glory to God, both have already been resolved. I'm sorry it took a long time, but I had other issues I had to face. But finally, everything went in order. God placed everything as He had to. My mother already found a new job. My sister also got a new job. My brother-in-law as well. I myself am starting to get more opportunities, though with the other subject of the salvation, I had to remove sins in my life, idols and other sins, hidden sins I had. Finally, today, after a very awful struggle, I finally decided to leave them away. I first asked God for forgiveness of my sins, and second, I had to be brave and remove those things from my life, even though it wasn't easy, but I had to. So now those things are gone and God is here. God is worthy of praise, and all that we need to go with Him. Thank God for His forgiveness, and I hope everyone is okay, and thank you for your prayers and support. Have a nice day.
Hello, DABC family. This is Diana from Florida, and I want to pray for Yvonne from Alberta, Canada, who called in regarding her very messy situation with her stepmother, I believe it is. And just her stepmother, unfortunately, gossiping about her to her sister, and then to her sister about her, and it's just all over the place. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you, Lord, and I just lift Yvonne into your hands. God, these kind of messy relationships and situations can be very, very difficult, and I just pray right now that you would comfort Yvonne in her pain, because I can imagine how hard it must be to know that the person that you're expecting to love you doesn't love you, or is acting in ways that are very unkind, very unloving, and hurtful. And so I just pray, God, that you would heal her in this very moment, that you would give her the strength to be able to love her and pray for her. Your word says, oh Lord, that we must love our enemies and pray for them. And so I just pray that you give her the strength to love her stepmother, to love her and to pray for her, and to release her unto God if she does not want to repent, or if she just refuses to admit to her wrongdoing. I pray that she would release her to God and allow you, O Lord, to do a mighty work in her life. Strengthen her, Lord God, and bring resolution swiftly and quickly. We love you, Lord, and we thank you in Jesus' name.
Good morning, Dabsy family. This is the burning bush that will not be devoured for the glory of our God and our King. Happy Monday, everybody. I am heading to work this morning and listening to worship music, about to listen to DABC, and just praying this week for believers in general, especially praying for myself, really, to be fair. To hear from God today. Not only do I want to hear from God, but I want to be obedient to God. Yesterday, I remember the reading where the Israelites asked God for a word, and the prophet said, You're asking me for direction, but you know in your heart that you're not going to obey it. So I'm going to tell you anyway, but you're not going to do what I'm saying. So my prayer is not only that I hear from God, but that I'll obey his word. And I pray the same for all of us, that we can actually yield ourselves to hearing, not what we want to hear, but what God has to say to us in this season of our lives. And that Holy Spirit, give us the power to obey you. I even speak to myself, my spirit, my soul, and my future self right now in the name of Jesus. And I command you to obey the Lord God. I command you to yield to the Lord your God. I'm sharing this prayer out open, and I'm praying for all of you who are at the same place as I am right now, just needing to be obedient to the Lord, yielding to him, trusting him. And yes, that's my word for the day. Thank you guys for praying with me. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Love you all. Bye.